Let's see what's happening around the state. MarylandIsOpen.com, ready to go. I'm your host, Meredith Marks. With me right now, Gloria Larkin, president of TargetGov, TargetGov.com. Hi, Gloria. How are you?
Meredith, I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking.
I'm glad I asked because I love when people are just doing fabulous. It's a great time to just feel that way. It's been a rough several months for people. People definitely were bummed out, you know, having to quarantine and with this pandemic, and it's just affected a lot of different people. So talk to me a little bit about how COVID-19 has affected TargetGov.com.
Well, the interesting news for us is, since we are in the government contracting business, we have actually been working full steam even through COVID. And that means our clients are also working full steam, providing services and providing products of all sorts to federal government customers, whether they're in military bases throughout the state of Maryland, or even in the civilian offices that support the federal agencies. So in a way, we've been very fortunate to have this business going on while COVID is happening.
So federal and local government, it's kind of been business as usual, you would say?
Well, it's been business as unusual.
That's a good way of putting it.
Since the agencies themselves most often had to start working remotely for the first time ever in the history of the federal government, the vast majority of their employees also went home to work, but they are working. And as we move through how to handle COVID and we're learning how to handle it, those employees are also starting to move back to their offices. But it does mean, no matter what a contractor or a business selling to the government is providing, they still need IT services. They still need construction services. The federal government still needs all of the work that Maryland businesses provide. So I tell folks, if you're not yet working with the federal government, now is a great time to explore that option.
So has any government contracting been shutting down or been delayed because of COVID?
Well, it's shifting, definitely. No matter what happens, you just can't get together in big groups in any buildings anymore. So those kinds of normal scenarios where the buildings used to be just a whole sea of cubicles with people working right next to each other, that definitely has changed. So instead of shutting down, they moved folks out into their homes. But now that they're coming back and they're phasing people in, this is a very interesting opportunity, let's say, for construction companies who want to be able to go into those cubicle farms and start rearranging them and start putting in safety plexiglass or start opening up these offices so that government workers can return to work and be safe at the same time. So it is a kind of a nice dual purpose for Maryland businesses looking for work. The federal government could be a possible customer for them.
So also, what other kinds of businesses should think of the government as a customer?
You know, if you're offering a cleaning service, and your commercial clients that aren't buying cleaning services, now the government is definitely buying cleaning services. Landscaping services, snow removal coming up, we're heading into the winter season, all of those are used. But also professional services like information technology services or staffing, or even engineering. And for those companies in Maryland who are manufacturers, the federal government can be a really good target customer if you're creating product in the state of Maryland. They want to know about you.
Oh, that's really important, right? To keep it local and be supportive of local companies.
It is. And you could be local on the Eastern Shore. You could be local in the Western area of the state, up in the mountains. So you don't have to be right around Washington, D.C. Anywhere in the state of Maryland is a great location to consider the federal government as a customer.
Can anyone start selling to the government?
You know, that's a great question. Yes, the government does business with one-person companies as well as, you know, the gigantic Lockheed Martins with tens of thousands of employees. And it can be a daunting exercise to try to start doing business with the government, but there are a lot of free resources out there for people who have small businesses or mid-sized businesses, even large businesses. There's a lot of resources to help you get familiar with what you need to do and to start opening up that door to doing business with the government.
And what about, you know, other services? Is it better to offer services or products? Is it better to not offer them? I mean, what's the better alternative?
You know, I can tackle that question. A lot of people think that the government only buys things like widgets. But the fact of the matter is the government, yes, indeed, does buy things or products. But they spend more on buying services. And just in Maryland, so right here in our own backyard, the federal government spends over $30 billion, with a B, dollars buying services and products of all types and sizes. So whether you're selling something that's cutting edge or something that is tried and true as a product, the federal government could be a good target. And if you're offering services as well, this is something to take a look at. And why, especially during COVID? Well, the government is consistent in being a customer. It does have its own weird ups and downs, like continuing resolutions and things like that. But all year long, the government is buying and paying for those services and products. So it's something worth exploring. And I'm happy to chat with people, just a quick chat to determine if their services and products would be something that the government would buy.
And is the government able to secure enough PPE equipment for workers to come back into these offices instead of just the plexiglass, you know, masks? Are they able to supply their workers with masks? Are they able to secure the proper cleaning products that they need to keep it? Instead of just having a cleaning crew come through, they need to also have the products, and it's hard to get. Does the government have an easier time securing PPE for their own employees?
They have a channel that has been built especially for PPE equipment products so that they can be shipped nationwide. And that channel is through a agency called the GSA at gsa.gov. So if you wanted to find out about it, all you literally have to do is Google PPE and the acronym GS as in Sam, A as in Apple, GSA. And that will take you to the various resources that the government is using to buy PPE equipment so that then they can push it out to the right places in the government entities, whether that's a hospital, an office building, wherever they need them. So if you're selling PPE equipment, you bet the government is a good customer too.
That's awesome. Does it take a long time to get paid?
You know, that used to be the way it was, but not anymore. As a matter of fact, a regulation was passed, and this is just awesome, that small businesses must, be paid within 15 days of that invoice going out. Wow. And you can't get any better than that. And the government even accepts credit card means, they don't accept it. They use credit cards to buy services and products. So you could literally get paid the next day if they're using credit cards to buy your services and products. So this is really kind of a lifesaver for many small businesses that need cash flow.
Yes, I would say so. We are talking to Gloria Larkin, president of TargetGov. You can get more information, targetgov.com. Gloria, thank you so much for being on today's show. We appreciate having you.
Meredith, it's been a pleasure. Maryland is open for business. Let's rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, let's rock and roll. I love that attitude. Don't forget to add your listing to marylandisopen.com. We want to provide the public information on what is happening at your business so we can support each other as things change with our state. For marylandisopen.com, I'm Meredith Marks.